What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Brooks.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast.
Do you know for sure?
Do you?
I'm pretty sure I know for sure, but this podcast is going to help us know. Hey, you guys, welcome back.
Welcome back. I know you guys wanted to see If You're Happy and You Know It, part 3 with the team, but that is only on Patreon, you guys.
Yep, gotta go to Patreon.
Go to our Patreon, Know For Sure Pod. And yeah, episode 3 is so bomb, but you're going to enjoy this episode. This episode is with Desi Banks, so enjoy the show.
No, Desi, last night.
It's so what? When you ain't no outline. Oh, we was talking like shit.
Yeah, when you went to bed last night, we were on the balcony talking. Desi, like we got into a whole relationship.
We was high as a motherfucker. We talked about everything. We talked God and everything. God was just having a whole conversation with us. You missed it. He said some stuff about you.
What?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I can't tell you. You gotta talk to him yourself.
Gotta get high. We ready? Okay, you guys. That was our little back and forth banter, but I am B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And we are back with an effort.
Slow down. See? It's simple, because all you have to do is stop.
What's the word?
Selah.
Selah. And we are back with another episode of the Know For Sure podcast. Gotta do that so the words come out clearly.
He's a psychopath.
Where we talk about healing, growing, and evolving, and our friendship. Platonic relationships just like ours of 20 years, baby. I'm not going to do that every episode.
I feel like you are, though.
Okay, I won't.
Because you've done it for the last, like, 4 or 5.
It's so fun. We're back. Ooh, my voice went out that time. That was beautiful.
I've been practicing.
We have a guest. We're in New York again. We got our brother from another mother.
The one and only.
We actually have 2 guests. One of them you can't see.
Oh, yeah.
You got Desi Banks.
And my boy Pilot, man. Don't turn the camera. Don't turn the camera. Because if you turn it, you may see him. The other people can see him over there, but you know,
I saw him walk in.
I know you saw him walk in, but you know he'd be so quick in and out.
He's so handsome. Oh, so you mad that I like Farley?
I'm just saying. That my boy?
That my boy? Y'all, we are in New York.
So Atlanta.
Atlanta.
I love it.
He came up from Atlanta to be on the podcast. Y'all have been asking for Desi. Y'all been asking for Jess. Y'all been asking for Vina. We're making it happen. Just give us a second.
Most definitely.
Yes. It's coming. Here we go.
I'm here.
He's here. He's here.
Jesus Christ. What a trip. First of all, they got me out of here. So, tell us the story. Get to the airport. I didn't fly into LaGuardia. They flew me into New Jersey, which was a 72-minute drive to get here. So it took me some time. I was hungry as hell. Nauseous, very nauseous in the back.
Nausea.
But no,
he's here.
I was just happy to, ride through the city of New York and know I'm here for a purpose and know that I'm here for the Know For Sure
podcast
with the lovely B. Simone and Megan.
If y'all don't know who Desi is, who's Desi? We have been friends for how many years? Since 2016?
Yes. March 2016.
How you know the month?
Because I remember when I slid in a DM like, hey.
I just slid.
Like, shout you on, you're a little funny. You know what I'm saying? I see you did a little video, you crying and shit. I want to goddamn, make sure everything's straight.
That's when the F-Boy video went viral.
Wait. Before we start, we got to take shots.
Oh my gosh. What are we doing?
I don't have any special drinks, but we do have shots, so.
Okay, so let's do it in a cool way then. Truth or shot?
Truth or shot.
Truth or shot.
Desi said, what?
Yo, we'll let you start.
Yeah, ask me a truth or shot. I have to tell the truth or take my shot.
Oh, yeah. Truth or shot.
Truth or shot.
Which one?
No, you ask me a truth, and if I don't want to answer the truth, I take my shot.
Oh, okay.
He said truth or shot. Which one? Desi.
Let's see here.
Which one? Shot.
Oh, so I got to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has to be hard.
It's like truth or dare, but truth or shot.
You got to tell the truth from the question that I asked. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or take the shot, Desi. Make it juicy.
Oh yeah. So, can it be about me?
Yeah.
Hey. Well, you know, I always wanted to know.
Please do it, do it, do it, do it.
You know, you ever felt a little way about a nigga?
What?
I know he did. I know he did the skits and all that. But I...
Wait, what's your question? Have I ever thought about?
You say what?
Have I ever thought about that?
They are so annoying.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thank you. We will be back next week.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't.
No. Okay, then.
Have I thought about it? Yes.
Okay. Oh, this is so. No, for sure. That's pretty good.
It has been a thought.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Shot, man. We're gonna take shot. I drink now. We get out.
No, because you know why? Let's talk about that. Because Desi is a great person. He's a great person. You have been my friend for I don't know how long, 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. So it's like, of course, it's like you think about that. Like, I wonder if. Nah.
But you feel like you're afraid to, and we kind of talked about it on your podcast, but you feel like you would be afraid to tap into that because you guys are such good friends. It's absolutely. Like, I don't want to fuck that up.
Absolutely. And then, but when you see, like, great men, you're like, why?
Why not?
Why not? I think that's a problem with women, too. It's like, that is a great man. That's your best friend. Yeah, bitch, you're supposed to be with him, duh.
Yeah.
But then it's like, no, that's my best friend.
Yeah, our business is so great, you know, the chemistry that we have. It's like morning, you know.
The day we die.
Da, da, da. Yeah, we came up with that a long time ago. Yeah, Megan, you ain't the only one that got a little handshake and rise with a little dazzle now. Yeah, you ain't see that coming, did you?
Megan looked at Ashley and Shekinah and said,
oh, wow.
Wow.
Never saw this before. Before. Never saw this.
So, yes, I have had that thought, but I love being his friend.
Nah,
and I
sure.
love supporting him in everything that he does. So.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
That's a good question.
Okay, so your turn.
Yes, yeah, so we can take a shot now.
No. It's your turn. Truth or shot? Oh, no, let me ask. Let me ask. Desi.
Uh-huh.
Why are you looking at me like that?
A little shaky. I don't know.
Two-parter.
Damn.
Have you ever thought of B. Simone in that way? And if so, when was the last time you had that thought?
Why I gotta be two? Why gotta be... Who asked for a double hitter? I didn't ask for a double hitter. That's not fair.
Who asked for a double hitter?
Yes. And the last time, yes. Okay, look. No.
I love you. I love you, God.
I love you.
When was the last time?
Of course. Yeah, I had it. Last time, probably, not even now. You stay over there. who is she?
What's her name? Who's the new bitch?
He's talking about Shekinah.
Last time, I don't know.
You lying?
Huh?
Take your shot.
If you don't want to answer
that.
Oh, okay. I'll probably say.
Desi, take the shot.
Look at
him. No, I'm trying to think. No, for sure.
Desi, just take the shot because you can't implicate yourself like that.
Like on that level, Ain't shit. When, I don't fucking know, man.
Yeah, take a shot.
Yeah, go on and take the shot.
All right. niggas gonna come and just say it. Just shit.
Spit it out.
Shit, man.
Take the shot, Desi.
Yeah, just take the shot.
You don't
Desi.
Have to answer the second part. Here, do you want to chase her thing?
I don't need to chase. I'm real. Stop playing. I'm not gonna toast anything by myself.
Yeah, you lost.
You lost.
How?
Because you couldn't.
Because I can't think of the date.
Because you know
the official date.
Nah, it ain't an official date. I said, when's the last time you had the thought of it?
Like, damn, Shawty. Like, I fought with Shawty.
Yeah.
I'm saying shit.
She.
I'm saying. Shawty, why you keep got that? Shawty.
Shawty.
Like, Shawty, you doing? Why are you too much over there?
Take the shot, Desi. There you go. Woo! All right, come on. One question for me so I can take a shot.
Oh, yeah.
And I ain't answering shit.
Oh, my God.
Let me just take this shot.
Hey. I got one for...
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't try to...
Try to stump her.
I will.
No, he's... Stump her. He's going to try to pull some shit from last night.
Okay, what is it?
What?
He said, oh, freak yes.
You realize how brown Desi's eyes are?
Beautiful.
Have,
they're just like yours. Yours are a little darker, but yeah, y'all both have light eyes.
Have Abby Simone ever turned you on?
Oh. Okay. I did not think that was going to... And that is a definite no. You guys, our relationship is platonic.
Well, shit, I don't know. You got some folks, shit, they have
a
great chemistry.
One,
that was good.
That was good.
No.
Where's women out there like that? Shit, they be like, girl, you know what? They be tipsy one day.
Never.
Okay, just say no.
Megan
shit, don't make it a big
deal. I'm like, never.
It's okay.
Yeah, relax.
All right. You're like my sister.
Relax.
I'm sorry if that was a rude question.
No, it wasn't rude. Okay, like
that's a real question. Okay,
no, people ask a lot.
They do ask that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, not like that.
I just asked. Have y'all ever?
Okay.
Okay. Look.
Get to the nitty gritty.
Okay.
Ask
just
a
fun
question.
One. Yeah.
Okay, a fun one.
This is hard to do on the spot though, because I can't think of one.
You can, but it's not one that you ever want to say on camera.
Right.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That is true. Ooh, yeah.
Well, you guys, go ahead. You ask a question.
Okay, ask it and we'll bleep it out. You'll just get my answer or a shot.
Oh, my God. Bye.
But please mark this time. Please mark this time.
Wait. Do you think?
Uh-oh.
It's like this. What? We're not live anywhere, are we? Okay. Come on.
Would you ever get remarried?
That's a good question. If the opportunity presented itself for me to get remarried, it would have to be, or married again, or do that again. It would have to be like...
Epic. Like a match made. In
yeah. Heaven. Yeah. Wait, it would have to be like super, super dope.
Do we have to bleep that out?
You don't have to bleep that out.
Oh, can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Would you ever date a dude that I'm not gonna, that is less than, like less than you? That is
less than in what way though?
That is, you know, they're good. They have mm-hmm. a great job. They have this, you know, mm-hmm. they have a great thing going for them, but they just not on the same level as career wise.
Mm-hmm. Financially.
Financially, or... you know.
I don't know if it's so much of that as much as it's like we talked about last night, the understanding. I can't be with somebody who don't understand me.
What you do.
Who
or
don't
you
understand
in
me, who Got don't you. Understand what I'm doing,
yeah.
who doesn't see the vision yeah. that I see.
Doesn't support the vision. Doesn't support your mm-hmm. purpose.
I can never, and not just in like a romantic relationship, like in any relationship.
Yeah.
I can't be with platonic relationships like that or a romantic relationship. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm such a complex person, so if you're not interested in learning who I am, then it's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yeah. Well. Let's just take our shot.
Let's just take it. Shit.
No.
We should ask you another hard question about Desi.
Me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go.
Yeah, shit, I want to know.
Okay, you ask her.
No, I want to see you. Yeah.
Would you?
What?
What?
Let her ask it.
I know, Jesus.
Desi.
Jesus Christ.
Let her ask it. Given the right time and place.
No.
Let me answer my fucking tripping, question.
Yeah, you tripping, Chad.
Given the right time and place and you both being available, would you consider entertaining that idea?
Like of, dating him?
Of yeah, becoming more than friends. Jesse blinking like that is ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Like, would you date Desi? So you gotta right. be in a relationship. Where would you date him?
Maybe in like 5 years.
That's ridiculous. 5 years?
Yeah.
Why five?
I just can't imagine that happening right now. What? That's my honest.
We're gonna
answer.
Have a podcast of all of us doing.
Just have them edit this. That needs to be the real. You ask me that question, and
everybody's like,
that's hilarious. Serious. Oh, that is freaking. Hey, that's funny.
Write that down.
The hell, are they talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not open to dating Desi, but I'm open to being with a great man that I trust.
That's a good answer.
Desi.
Okay, I done drunk mine. Mine's gone. I don't need another question. I promise you, Adam.
Like, I truly... Oh, that's a blueberry. I'm like, there is a roach in that drink, but it's a blueberry.
Lord.
I truly... What's crazy, y'all, is me and Desi... We've said this on your podcast. Our relationship is 100... In the 6 years we have been friends, we have never kissed. He has never touched me inappropriately. We have never cuddled. We have never laid in a bed together. We have never done anything that is outside of friendship. So I want to make that very clear. But Desi is a great, attractive, successful man. So in your right mind as a woman, it's like, why wouldn't I be with him? So I guess that is not 100% closed off. But I don't have a desire to date Desi right now. No. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes
okay.
sense. Thank you.
He's my best friend, my best male friend in the comedy world and from, so you know, best male friend.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that, Desi?
No, I appreciate it, you know? me and Simone always had great chemistry. We always worked together.
I love that he calls her Simone.
Always. He's the only person that calls me Simone.
Yeah, you know, we create magic. And, you know, I'm thankful for the magic that the light that we bring to the world, you know, outside of everything as, you know, of course, yeah, if you do want a person that connects with you on that level as well, that you can have fun with and, you know.
Do you find like it's hard for you guys, and I'm experiencing it now for the first time, being in a relationship with someone who doesn't do or in the same field, you know what I mean, that you do? Yeah. Like I feel like it's so much easier to be with somebody on a surface level, it seems to be much easier to be with somebody who is in the industry.
Yeah, because they understand. Yeah, yeah, I think so. I mean, or somebody that at least doesn't mind being, like, coming along. Like, come into my world. Mm-hmm. At least be interested in my world. Mm-hmm. You know, and don't be upset when you see, like, of course I have to be friendly. Of course I have to, like, me and Desi, I'm going to, like, you know, exactly. Play with him, and like that's still a platonic relationship.
You're gonna play with Desi?
Not play with him.
Oh, okay. I was not
like platonic. I've never used the word platonic so much than on this podcast.
Yeah, it's like
I need people to know. This podcast is about truth. I would tell y'all if me and Desi had a little thing.
No, you wouldn't.
I probably would. At this point.
Yeah.
You said, no, you wouldn't.
Might as well.
You don't think I would? I think I would. I'd be like, we kissed one time.
Yeah, okay.
I would do that.
If it was like that. Yeah.
But yeah, I think having somebody who is, if they're not in your world, at least interested in coming into your world and coming to the shows and being behind the scenes and like being a part of the journey and actually intrigued and interested in that. Because it's hard. If they're not in the industry, you don't understand why. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
What about you?
Maybe, and I feel like somebody for understanding this is big, but I feel like they gotta, of course, understand the man and his career, but they also gotta understand the woman, whoever it is that, you know, they're upset with that person. You gotta understand. Okay, what if this person, this who they are, that's how they act. If we play a lot, hey, that's who she is. That's like what she do. It's not me. That's her personality, you know. I can't stop that. Like, for example, if I'm doing videos with people and it's, hey, you know, that's just the chemistry. That's just what it is. You know, it's like Martin and Gina. It was so great. They didn't end up together, you know. It's just the magic that they had, you know what I'm saying?
Camera,
so if people just understand that it's just a positive thing and this is my career, this is what I do, and I'm going to be doing, you know, it's my friend, and I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life. So it's like, if I'm going to be doing this for, you know, rest of my life, how can you adapt to this?
Yeah.
You know, adapt to this. Like, you know, if you help me, if you adapt, I'm going to help you adapt. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's how we're going to be able to grow.
I'm going to make you feel comfortable.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
process,
you got to be willing to want to, you know, wanted to do that.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying? And hey, man, be a part of these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come around these people. These people are great. They're dope.
Yeah.
Maybe they can help you.
Yeah.
Figure this shit out. No, seriously. I'm dead ass.
No, for sure.
You know,
sure.
Y'all are sweet people.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
No, I'm being
a person. No, for sure. For
I'm,
sure.
You know, and yeah, like, sure. Don't be afraid. Like, yeah. Don't feel less than,
yeah,
you know,
because yeah,
a lot of people will see women on this level and be like, okay, I probably can't compete with this, bro.
And you can.
You're
just,
you know,
as great.
Exactly.
Yeah. In your own right.
But it's not a competition.
It's
That's
not,
the thing.
It's
like,
not.
Women really, I think a lot of women feel like in competition with other women. Like,
yeah.
I have to do this better than, or I have to, you know, or as women, we want to be the only female that brings out a certain side of our
of
man.
A man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to see another woman bring that out of our
wow.
man, it's like,
that is
it's
hard.
An ego thing. Mm-hmm.
That is hard,
it's
though.
Ego. And it's like, instead of just experiencing, you know, let's just experience each other.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
And then, like, I will say in Devil's Advocate or whatever the saying is, like, to see both sides, there does have to be boundaries. Like, if I am Desi's best friend and we have this relationship and he is in a relationship, there is, I'm not going to call him at 3 a.m. like I would if he was single for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I did, it's like, okay, I need to have some type of relationship with his significant other, you know? So there, I do see both sides to when I, you know, when you are in a relationship or anybody in general, setting those boundaries. Because I do believe that needs to exist too.
Yeah.
To, in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. But like I just don't think we talk about platonic relationships with men and women enough.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's why it becomes like, oh, y'all must be fucking if y'all cool. And it's like, no, we're actually just friends.
My friend.
No, we really are. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people would be asking me, they'd be like, nigga, I know you fucking them up. I know you. I know you done.
People always ask that.
And I'd be like, bro, nah, I ain't. No. None of them.
Nobody.
I ain't fucked none of them.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
But like, if I had a boyfriend and Desi called me at 3 a.m., I would answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was laying right next to my nigga or my man. My man.
Come on, man.
My black king.
Yeah.
My husband. If I was laying right next to him and Desi called me, I wouldn't be like nervous. Or I'd be like, I would put Desi on speakerphone.
I'm,
like,
I'm on some funny shit. I ain't.
Guess who I just ran into or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I see both sides.
And
yeah.
Like I said, I respect other people's relationship too. If I know somebody, you know, I'm not going to be doing that in crazy.
How was it when I was in a relationship? Do you feel like we talked and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you didn't
like
change.
You would FaceTime me
and
I'd
of
be
course.
Like,
we still did work. It wasn't a problem. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the dude felt the type of way.
If he did, he'd never said it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but no, but I knew my boundaries still. I wasn't going to do nothing stupid or, you know, try to make him feel a type of way or less than or like, this my nigga, I know her better than you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know what she like, her favorite color and everything. I wasn't going to do that.
You feel like that, though?
Look
he
here.
He did feel like that. He's like, you don't even rub her big toe.
I know how fat it is. I measured it.
I know the circumference and everything.
That would be like, your big toe is big.
But nah. Yeah.
Okay.
I have questions. Icebreaker questions.
What?
Ready?
Yeah. I'm so hungry.
What is your worst personality characteristic? Like, what's one part of your character, like your personality, that is the worst part of you as a person?
Jesus.
You have one?
Can you give me some words?
What's a characteristic that you have that you're like, this is the worst part of my character? Like,
I would say probably worrying.
Two, I think.
Worrying?
Yeah, worrying is probably like.
That's not your personality, though.
It's part of characteristic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that's
like,
probably.
What's a characteristic?
Yeah.
Worrying.
I think when I less worry, I'm my best self. Like, you know, I could be my best.
Mm.
If I'm worrying so much about things I can't control. It's,
I have three.
You know.
Adding to the list.
What?
I was gonna say procrastination,
moodiness,
and overly no etiquette.
Overthink it sometimes too for me.
Overly what?
Overly whatever the word is for no etiquette. Like if I have to fart, I'm gonna fart.
You be pooing?
Yes.
I don't think I ever heard you fart before.
If you don't smell it, my fart smells sweet.
Oh. Yeah, I haven't ever. Yeah, she ain't ever
booed. She doesn't.
I do. I farted in front of you.
You boo boo. I didn't saw you. Not saw you, but I saw you going to the bathroom and shit.
Yeah.
But I've never heard you fart.
Yeah.
I never heard like a. Never heard one of those.
Really?
Desi,
I would fart in front of you. I don't care.
Yeah, I never heard that. Did you fart in front of your boyfriend?
Yes.
Like big ones. Like, ooh.
I mean, you don't know what it's going to sound like when you let it out.
I'm saying, have you ever did a big one?
You don't know what your farts are going to sound like? I know when it's about to be. It's all right. It's about to be. It's a big one. Embrace impact.
You ever did one of them big ones?
I farted in front of him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's when you're comfortable.
No, that's the problem. That's what I'm
that's
saying.
That's what she's saying. She's saying that that's just who she is. She needs to work on that.
You would put on the first day a big one. And on the first, like,
you probably would.
I probably would be like, I have to fart.
Yeah, she would say
hilarious.
That.
Yeah.
Like, that's the problem. I'm saying I need to be a little more feminine,
a little bit more
decorum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, those
tact.
Three: procrastination.
But what if that's just who you are?
It is.
Okay, cool.
That's what I'm saying.
I gotta own up. You're a pooter,
huh?
You're a pooter.
Yeah.
You just need to be with somebody that you can be yourself with.
Yeah, but then what is the boundary between being yourself and being like, okay?
Because there
you
is
know
a boundary.
What I mean?
Yeah. No, there is, because there is a boundary.
And being like, have decorum.
Yeah.
There I don't is a think boundary. I'm nasty.
Yeah.
No, not nasty. No nasty.
I know you, so.
What do I do that's nasty, Sarah?
I'm not going to say that.
What? don't shower every day? I don't shower every day.
I don't think a lot of women shower every day.
Is that nasty?
Mm-hmm. Is that a normal thing for women, though, right?
No. It's like,
at least like 2 days.
Out of the week?
No, no, I'm saying like you can miss 2 days.
I mean, yeah.
Like if it's max, a Monday.
Yeah, I'm not going not out, 3-4 days. Yeah, unless I'm like thugging it.
You'll take
like
a shower on Wednesday.
But what was you thugging it?
Like,
if you take a shower on Monday, when's the next time you're taking a shower?
Wednesday.
At least by, no, Thursday morning.
So 2 full days. So 3 days.
Monday, Tuesday. Oh, Wednesday.
That was a Wednesday.
But I mean, a Thursday probably has happened.
Like Monday morning, then Wednesday. Afternoon.
Yeah. Like if we're super busy, I'd rather sleep than shower.
I'm saying, do you?
It is. There is, because no. You can do a quick one too.
Long as it cool down there.
Ain't nobody down there. Okay. So,
I'm saying that in.
But see, then it's like, okay, why are you only showering when you get a nigga?
Cause he down there.
Nah,
cause he down there.
You smelled so good yesterday.
You say what?
Do I even need to be on this podcast?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, stop.
You're fiddling with your hair and being weird.
No, yeah,
okay, what is the most what's the most attractive quality for you as in a woman? Like what's like something that you see in a woman, you're like, that is attractive. Yeah. I love that.
Confidence.
Really?
Confidence is key.
You always say I'm confident.
Yeah, I feel like because confidence is gonna
I don't have to instigate it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Attractive quality.
So I have the most attractive quality you're looking for.
I'm literally just
confidence is inspiration to me. You know, if I see a woman doing good, if I'm with a woman and she's elevating, it makes me want to elevate.
Aww.
That's what it's supposed to do, I feel. Like, if she's going to get $1 million, I need to go get $1 million too.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like...
Does that intimidate you, though?
No.
Okay, okay.
No,
okay.
It can only make me want to work hard. I got to. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I want to go get it, too.
Yeah.
I need to get that M.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, confidence is key for me. You know what I'm saying? Knowing who they are as a person, and knowing that, to be honest, man, they need a man, but they don't need a man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, and that makes you really want to, you know, own yours. And, what I'm saying? Shit like that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's been your longest relationship?
In my life?
Yeah.
I probably say like 5 years.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, I think like 5 years.
Remember when you tell me, can I tell them about the Africa?
Oh, yeah. That shit was crazy.
What happened?
He had a girlfriend. Desi does not do this anymore. He's a great man, from my understanding.
Yeah.
His younger ages, he had a girlfriend. He went to Africa.
Yeah.
I was like, have you ever cheated on any of your girlfriends? He was like, man, I went to Africa. He's like, I had sex with an African
queen. Man. That shit was crazy.
And he was like, I was literally about to, like, leave my life in Atlanta and move to Africa.
Like, not
lying.
Like, I'm talking about the first time I seen her. Like, that shit was like, I was like, how she smiled and how she smelled and the way she talked. I was like, yo, this shit is crazy.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, we was on the red carpet. And I saw her and, you know, and we was talking and I got her number. And that same night, we had to go drink some wine. Like, we drank some wine. We just chilling, talking. I'm just listening to her like, damn, like, this shit is crazy. Like, why she talk like that? But I know I'm in Africa. So, so that's why she talked like that. But... I just, they spirit just so different. Like, it was so different.
Culture.
It's so loving. It's so caring. It's so, you know, if they feel like you're a man, they let you know you're a man. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, man, we kicked it for about three days straight. Like, that fourth day, like, after all that gaining that, man, it was like the sex was just like, it was
crazy.
Like, I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like,
you was ready to leave.
Man, look, I was finna bring her to the state. Come on over. Come on over. I know you want to be over anyway. They were the money. Yeah.
Wow.
And I was side of the bed at night, like, then. So I'm trying to see what you doing. Man, I ain't doing that.
Talking to your African
I'm on this
girl.
West app. I'm on this West app.
So how did you end that? Like, how did that stop?
I had to stop. Because I said, shout out to Africa. I ain't finna see her.
Wow.
So I'm gonna let it go. And
she wouldn't want to come here.
And she can sing. Look, bruh, at no, she can sing. Mm. She was an actress, dope actress. Hey,
yeah. He like, man, about shit, right,
man. That motherfucker crazy.
Have you talked to her till this day?
Nah, I haven't talked to her in years. Yeah.
But she likes to do. I'm like, where fuck is with this bitch?
Yeah. You still fuck with this hoe?
Yeah. Look. But nah, yo, that shit was like, crazy though. Nah, that shit was. Hey, she was.
You heard Blueberry?
You're a rapper. But nah, it was not. That was a nice little experience. I experienced something different right there. I felt, you know, that was cool. That was cool.
Did you feel have a conscience when you were cheating though?
Then?
Yeah.
Nah, cause like. It was already going downhill, that made sense.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So it was really about to be
over anyway.
Yeah.
It's like, why do we just not end it then?
Just end it.
Why are we dragging it? What are we dragging it for?
I don't know. Because you be wanting shit to work, but it's like, shit, man. And it like, I ain't just out here.
Be like, shit, man. He's so Atlanta.
I ain't out here just really going crazy. Like I want have this you connection. Had, like, it's like, I want this connection.
Have you gone crazy, though? Like, had a whole year?
Oh yeah.
Or your whole phase?
Yeah, yeah.
Dang.
When I broke up with that, bro, I was going stupid.
Messy.
I had to.
Not going stupid.
Yeah, I said, boy, I did what I've been missing. This shit is.
You was having sex with a lot of girls?
For sure. Yeah, when I
for sure.
For Jiggy.
Yeah, I had my moments.
All them spirits on you.
I mean, shit. At that time.
Girl, this judgmental ass bitch. It's like.
Let me tell you something. Because we ain't doing that.
What?
Because I'm seeing y'all in her brain. Some niggas in their green room. Y'all stop playing.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Hey, these niggas. Man, who these niggas is?
That was my old. That was 2019.
Okay. That's right around the corner.
Right.
That ain't far.
Right.
That was my one whole year.
And I'm saying like, who bro?
I introduced Desi to so many niggas.
I'm like, bro, I'm tired of being these folk, man. I get it, bro. Like, damn, who are you? You say you do what now?
What's your intention with my friend?
Love that.
No, Desi's respectful.
Yeah, I respect it. Yeah. It wasn't no pressure.
Do you find like it's hard to be in a relationship?
Right now?
Just that deep sigh. It was a
Right now, it go back to the, you know, a person got to understand what you're doing, man. It can be tough.
It can be.
You know, it can be tough, man. It's not easy. But I try my hardest to work, you know, work it out.
Mm-hmm. You want to get married? Now.
Huh?
Desi, you want to be a husband. Stop.
Nah, one day, of course. Like, I would love to. I think that's the right thing. You know?
But is you
know,
that
when
you
when
want?
It's right, though, it got to be, like, shit got to be fixed before, like, you know, that can really happen.
Yeah.
A person got to really know who they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, have that confidence in themselves and, like, understand them as a woman. And they got to, everybody got to understand each other, man.
Yeah.
It just have to be.
It's like hard that, to like, know what you want and to be confident as a woman. It's hard to be confident as a woman when you don't know what you want.
Yeah.
I'm working on that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, really knowing like, what you want. What do I really want?
Who am I when it comes to relationships?
Yeah,
like learning that.
Yeah,
you have to take time and learn that.
Yeah, and you got to stay committed to yourself so that you can learn that. And then because what happens in relationships is that if you don't know who you are, then your partner is constantly trying to please you, mm-hmm. and they can never please you because you don't know what pleases you.
Yep. Exactly. You don't know what pleases you.
And that can be a very toxic cycle because you're wanting this person to fill a void that you don't know what that is. Like, I don't even know what this is yet. Yeah. I don't even know what I want. I don't even know what I like. And this person is trying, but it's not, you know what I mean?
Or you let people choose what a relationship looks like for you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's supposed to be this way, and that's not even what you want.
Mm-hmm. And that's not even what you want.
Yeah.
You can't even be happy with yourself.
Yeah.
To even accept the happiness that I'm trying to bring to you.
Yeah. What kind of guy could you see me with?
You?
Shut up.
I can see you with somebody, of course, fun. A guy that work out. A guy that has his own business.
Jesse, you're describing yourself.
I'm just being honest. I'm basically a guy that's damn near just like you.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. That's the only way it's going to work. Because, you know, that's the only way it's going to really... For you, that's the only way it's going to work.
Wow. I can see that.
Wow.
Come in, because you're attractive.
That's just like me?
You're attractive. You.
In certain ways, yes. In certain ways, I feel like there has to be this balancing.
Yeah.
Of energy, but whoever he is has to know how to offset you or like balance you.
And
you
gotta get on your ass too. Like,
yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up, please. Like, come the fuck
up. Not shut the fuck up.
Well, hey.
But like, hey, chill out.
At times, motherfucker might say shit. Well, motherfucker might say shut the fuck up. Please. Jesus Christ.
Is that what you. Please. Give me a break.
I'm lonely.
I need a fucking minute.
Cigarette, please.
I don't even smoke.
That's real.
Oh my God.
Give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Literally, I'm about to bring up your BET cipher. That shit. How was that? Tell us about BET.
No,
it was
cool. Because
y'all, Desi did BET.
Yeah, it was a great experience.
They had all the influencers do. Yeah. Ciphers or whatever, and your shit was good. That did was you great. Write it?
You say what?
Desi.
Oh, you know, the top of the dome for real.
No, I'm saying. No, Desi's
annoying.
It's annoying.
Yeah, I worked it out a little bit. Yeah. I have some stuff that I want to say. I mean, yeah. Before, yeah, went up and stuff like that.
Tell us about that BET great experience. Did you go to the actual awards?
No, I had a show that weekend, so I
yeah,
make
me
it.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it was a dope experience. Shout out to BET, man, for giving me the opportunity. Very thankful. But I had fun.
Yeah.
To be in that space.
Yeah.
With all those
yeah,
people
yeah.
that you see on TV and, you know, doing their thing.
Yeah.
That was like, okay.
You and V killed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all fucking
yeah.
killed it.
Yeah.
And when you walked up behind her on hers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know, that was funny.
It was so funny.
I was like, I got to do this. I said, yeah. I got to go up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that was funny.
I love, what I love when I listen to Desi is I love how, like, motivated he is by everybody else.
Yeah.
And how he's like. Like, I'm happy for you, but I got to get that too.
For sure.
Right.
I'm happy for you, but mine's coming. Like, right. I love that
right.
energy.
Right, yeah, yeah. Right, yeah. right, right, right. Because
I tell her all the time.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, that you killing, but nigga, hey.
Yeah.
I need that. I need that.
When's my turn? Yeah.
Well, no, that's good. Like, you know, that's mm-hmm. like, for like I said, that's what motivates me and mm-hmm. people. Like, when I see a person doing it, it's like, nigga, I want that.
I want yeah. that.
You know what I'm saying?
I got to have it.
I got to.
Yeah. And that's important to have, just not even in your romantic relationship, but your platonic circle, your circle mm-hmm. of friends, people you surround yourself mm-hmm. with. Like we were talking about last night, like, I feel like there's a difference between, like, motivation and, like, somebody motivating me and energizing me. I feel like, for me, mm-hmm. motivation comes within yourself. That's mm-hmm. something that you have to have.
Yeah. Like, self-motivation.
That, like, yeah, you yeah, have yeah. to have, yeah. like, because if I'm depending on you to motivate me, I'll yeah. always be depending on someone to motivate me.
Right.
Instead of having self-motivation and motivating myself. Now, I do want people around me that energize me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like that charge yeah. to that motivation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, when I'm around you, I feel energized.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
makes
yeah.
me want to...
Do something.
Do more.
Be productive.
Be productive.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
makes me, like, if you've been around somebody and it's just like, ugh, you got lazy spirit.
What are you doing?
That lazy spirit.
Yes, you need to get together. What was that? I ain't never seen that.
Do Bessie said, what was it?
Get off me. What was that? Get off me?
Yeah. Ugh. Literally.
Oh, my God.
Said, it's a spirit.
Oh, my Jesus.
Yeah, see?
Lazy.
I said, I show up over
yeah. Yeah, all that.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, get off.
You don't even know what we're talking about. He said, ooh, Jesus.
Get off.
Get off me.
Yeah, you
laziness,
gotta get off
laziness, I can't be around that.
Bad.
Like, especially if I'm in, like, go mode.
Yeah.
If I'm in go mode, I'm like this around my house. If I'm cleaning... Either be do out of
something.
My sight
nah,
or do something.
You got to. Oh, yeah. Man.
That,
you
there is
yeah,
nothing.
And you're flicking through.
Oh, man.
If
that,
I'm
damn.
Cleaning.
Girl, let me tell you something. Girl.
Oh, my God.
You gotta get this shit together.
Do something.
Do something.
Yeah.
What
you
are
doing,
you doing?
Eating tater chips.
Yeah.
Get this shit.
Tater yep. chips.
Mother, get this
so
shit
country.
Up. Eating them tater chips. You see me wiping down this counter.
Bessie.
Come help me with this counter.
Come help me.
Yeah, spray this Lysol.
Yeah. I be going, I go, like, not go off, but I'm like, my kids, no. Get up.
Do something.
Something can be done.
Yeah.
But I'm like that in general. Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
I hate just do like that lazy
doing
spirit.
Nothing.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot
yeah.
do that. It doesn't energize me at all.
Yeah. Desi, how old is your son now?
He's 2.
Dang.
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
I've seen him, right?
Yeah.
Only like once though.
Yeah.
Damn, have you seen his son?
I've seen pictures.
Amazing.
So
Life changing.
How two is it? Different.
It's amazing. Different.
You want more kids?
I do.
Yeah.
I want a little girl next.
Yeah.
I got to get that little girl.
Yeah. How do you balance like being on the road? And obviously Megan has three kids. She's married.
Yeah.
So, you know, she has help with from her spouse and stuff. But how do you balance like being on the road and being away from him?
Now at a point now he understands. Like, for example, if I'm getting dropped off at the airport, he's like, Daddy going to work. Daddy's going to work. Mm. So it's like, you know, that should be.
Do you ever take him with you?
He has been on the road with me before. Yeah.
He was at the Dallas show.
The Dallas show. Yeah. He's been to a few shows.
Yeah.
But he's always like, Mommy, Daddy going to work.
Oh, my God.
Did
you cry when he was born?
Did I cry?
I don't think I've ever seen you cry.
Did I cry? No, I didn't cry. Nah, I don't think I cried.
You didn't?
Nah. I don't think so.
I don't think I've ever seen you cry our whole friendship.
I've cried before, though.
Not in front of me.
Nah.
He's like, within those years, I
didn't cry. Within those years, I done shed some tears.
Okay, what made you cry?
I probably some myself, you know.
Stress
my,
or something.
Yeah, career, you know, shit like that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, dad life is great. He got, you know. He has a lot of support.
Yeah.
His mom is good with him.
Yeah.
She's really good. She's a great mom. She does her job when it comes to that.
And your parents and stuff.
Yeah, my
your
mom. You know, of course, we got a nanny, too, sometimes. Like, if she had, you know, she got to go to work.
Is that your phone, Daddy?
Not my phone, right?
Oh.
If she has to go to work, you know, we have a nanny or my grandmother watch him or her family watch him. So we got a great support system when it comes to that. But I do miss him a lot when I'm on the road. But, you know, I always have to remember, like, you know, I'm doing it for my family. Everything I'm doing, it's a part of that world.
Yeah.
So
I'm interested to see how, like, influencers and people, like, you know, on social media, as they navigate through their career, what they're the product of their children, like, what they look
like.
Because we grew up, right, seeing our parents go to a 9-to-5, doing it, like, kind of the very textbook type of way, and our children now we are having children, and our children are seeing us do it in a very
so
unorthodox way. So it's like, I wonder what the product of that will be.
Yeah,
9-to-5 don't come out of my mouth. Like, I tell him he's gonna play t-ball. I put a football in his hand, or I see him walking around with a microphone. You know, I never put
something creative,
something different.
Yeah,
hey man, pull your talents out.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna preach that.
Yeah.
Not saying that's
or
bad.
Whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, but I'm, you know, but I feel like, hey, you can do it.
Yeah.
If I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And exposing them to what they may not get exposed to in school.
Exactly.
Like, I feel like that's my job.
That
like,
is still the
textbook
way.
I'm like, yeah, go get, like, I want you to be in school, obviously, get your education, right? But, like, at home, I'm not super, like, hard on my children about school. Like, I'm like, did you get your work done?
Yeah.
Like, make sure you get your work
done. Did you do the
right
thing?
Yeah, you do your reading and you do all that. But, like, I would rather expose them to a different way.
Yeah. Because even, like,
you know,
what did we learn in school?
Seriously. Multiplication.
Lies.
Algebra. Timetable.
What
did Jonah say to me? Extended whatever.
Extended form.
Fx plus 4v.
Y equals mx plus b.
I forgot what it was.
When have you ever used that?
Never.
The indentation of a plant?
Never.
But that's how you know that it doesn't really have anything to do with... It doesn't have so much to do with knowledge, but keeping you in the practice of learning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
learning something.
College is the biggest thing where you really learn.
I feel like
sociology.
That, yeah.
I'm a sociology major, but I really deal with a lot of... Like, I learned a lot.
Really?
What I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
In this world. And, you know, and I'm like, dang, I read
that?
This. Sociology?
Yeah.
It's like pop culture. It talks about pop culture.
Oh,
it talks about,
you know,
stuff like that.
Okay.
You know what
okay.
I'm saying? Yeah. Stereotyping.
Mm-hmm.
They stereotype people in the world and how people preserve the world, you know, how people feel about money, you know, the food you eat and, you know, all of that, you know, good death versus bad death. I've learned that in sociology at Georgia
That's
State.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a great, great major for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not pushing my kids to go to college.
Yeah. No.
I'm just not.
Yeah. It is
like,
beautiful.
And if you want to go,
go.
And if you don't, I'm cool with that. Like, I'm just not on that.
I kind of wish I went to college for the experience.
I do too. For the experience.
I'm thankful for that though.
Yeah.
Going just for, you know, for the experience.
Did you play
I
anything?
Played football.
Oh, you played football
in college.
Yeah,
so I think that was one of the biggest reasons why I went to college.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm very thankful for that because there's no telling what I would have been doing.
And you wanted to go to the NFL, and now you're working with the NFL.
I should.
They hiring
look at
him.
The last
look
4 years, I've been working with the NFL.
Last 4 years. So.
And that's
a full circle moment. That's beautiful.
Literally, that's where he was this morning.
Yeah.
What did you do with them today?
We just. It was
you
like
can't
a little,
find her, man.
Huh?
You can't find her a good guy in the NFL.
All the men around.
Sheena Maggs.
Jesse. That's how you know.
You want
niggas be trying
look,
to preserve.
Hey, Sheena Maggs.
Do you want a man for real?
Yes.
Bro, I got you, bro. That's too easy.
Who?
Don't worry about it. You know he come. He.
I don't want Pauley. Stop playing.
Yeah, like
you
did.
That's it. It was cute.
Nah, I got you though. I'll put you on somebody.
You said you was gonna hook us up with the NFL to work with them.
I did. My boy Ian. Shout out to my dog Ian and my dog Eddie. They good people. We're gonna make sure we connect. And, you know, she wanna work with the gang.
What do you do with the NFL?
I host.
Okay.
I do a lot of work with, you know, with the kids. I'm always doing stuff, you know, at different games and things like that. Do things with the Pro Bowl.
How did you feel about the Falcons? What was it? The song with Rotimi?
Rotimi, my guy, but
he's the sweetest person, by the way.
Rotimi?
He's the sweetest
so nice.
Guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
He's talented too. I love his songs.
Yeah, very talented. That's my buddy.
When they lost and he did that skit,
hilarious.
He was like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You know,
Oh, my God.
He wanted you guys to win. That was a great comeback.
That was a great comeback.
But I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I was
like, what the fuck?
Are you
somebody
your Falcons
said to me,
fan,
like,
right?
Bro, what the hell your boy got going on? I'm like, shit.
I
didn't agree to this.
This wasn't in the group chat.
Yeah, no.
I didn't know this was coming out.
Nah, I didn't know that shit was coming out. But. The comments told it all. Niggas like, this nigga I ain't from Atlanta.
They said, where's Lil Jon?
Yeah.
I was like,
no, seriously.
Where's the Ying Yang twins?
They said the Ying Yang twins, and I lost it. They said, y'all could have got anybody.
Lil Jon.
Crime Mob. Y'all could have.
Crime Mob.
No, could you be
Please.
They could have remixed that. That would have been hard as fuck.
Oh, for sure. No, for sure.
No, for sure.
100%.
Okay, what is two questions for both of y'all. What is your dream job? Like, if say you've had all the success, you've made all the money, what's like a passion project? Like something that you're like, I just want to do this. I may
Can
not
be
that
be
good
an entertainment
at it.
Or no?
Yeah, whatever.
I would do like Broadway or like a dancer
I can see
in
you
Vegas
doing that.
Or something.
I could see her doing Broadway because she's so dramatic. Literally.
No. Shut the door, John.
Oh my! I said Broadway, not soap opera.
Young and the Restless. But like a Vegas dancer, I would do that. That would be fun.
Vegas dancer,
like
what?
A, like with all the feathers.
Oh, I would do that.
Yeah.
But I want to wear a suit.
And a turtleneck. I'm like, I want to wear the thongs with the feathers.
Sure.
But I want to wear a suit.
I want to be that with the top hat and like with a cane.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I would probably do that. What would you do?
NASCAR.
Wow.
Like drive?
Yeah.
That's fucking lit.
Yeah.
Okay, what's one talent that you don't have that you wish you had?
I know mine.
One talent that I wish I had?
Mm-hmm.
It'd probably be singing.
Really?
Yeah.
You wish you could sing.
Man, if I can sing.
Yeah, I feel like that's mine too.
Oh my
really?
God. Like,
sing? I'm saying like sing.
Like
sing. I'm talking about like make a motherfucker cry. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that sing. Yeah.
It's either that for me or like play an instrument. I really wish I knew how to play piano. Like, I wish I knew.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah.
I wish I would have got, like, my stepdad, my mom's second marriage, mm-hmm. she was married to a radio personality. Mm-hmm. and I wish I would have got more into music because I love to write. I love music. Yeah. I wish I knew more about it that I could actually do it.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could get into a studio and...
Yeah, she could write a song.
But I want to be, like, I want to, I don't know. Like, the music industry is such a, like,
let's do it.
That's
let's
a passion
go to
of
a
mine.
Studio and set the mood and write
let's,
some songs.
Okay, let's relax.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, that'd I wish nice. I could, too. I wish that I cared about cooking. Like, I wish I liked to cook. I have no desire to ever
yeah, you gotta learn that.
Lift a finger. No,
you
I
got
don't.
To learn. Yes, you do. Well, man, I mean, yeah,
what
man,
if I'm always on the road?
When you come home.
Cook I up. Am tired.
Well, get your lunch
What
sleep.
About a chef?
Get their lunch sleep that night.
What about a chef?
That's fine, but ain't nothing like a man having his woman like, damn, baby, you cooked this?
I did used to cook for my ex, but I didn't like it. That, I wish I loved cooking and I was just good at it. Like,
that's my soul food too, cause think, what the hell our kids gonna do? You gonna keep ordering the goddamn chef? Mom gotta cook something.
I'm finding that to be really hard for me right now. It's like almost hurting my feelings a little bit. Not
you
hurting
love
my feelings.
Cooking, yeah.
I don't love it,
oh,
but I love doing it for my family. I love doing it for my family.
That's why
I don't
you gotta
really
sit
like cooking.
You gotta sit in that kitchen with grandmama and watch grandma pick
but
them
we
yams
don't have
and
time.
Macaroni
I'm
and
home
and
I don't
green.
Have time to cook.
Yeah, yeah.
And then trying to think of something to cook.
Like what?
What? Trying to be healthy,
trying not to
give your kids junk.
Use lard and Crisco and everything.
That soul food got to get ate.
Lard.
Soul food got to get ate.
I know how to cook that. Now, that stuff I know how to, I can whip that up easy.
Okay, cool.
Because that's what I grew up around. I can whip up something like that easy. Yeah, but I'm talking about, I want to not cook the same thing over and over again.
Sure.
And then you want to introduce your children to something different.
Yeah.
And I hate, that is
and not just freaking cholesterol.
Yeah, yeah. And sodium.
Facts.
I wish I took piano and violin serious more.
We can do piano again. We can learn piano.
Yeah, yeah. I could tap back into it quick. Like, if I bought a keyboard, I could probably play in like a month.
Oh, damn.
Damn, that would, yeah.
Probably. I did it a couple years ago.
I need lessons. Yeah. I've never learned.
Yeah.
How to
play. I love
piano.
It's muscle memory, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I got this thing with my hand.
What is that?
Megan. Oh, my God.
What
Desi
is it?
Do it. He's
what
strong.
It? I don't even
want to. She has a knot in her hand.
I don't even
want
to touch
like,
that.
It's just massaging her hand.
Oh, okay. He's a user. All
right. Man. Before we go, well, because you have to catch a flight. How long have we done? Well, it's 3.
It's 3 o'clock right now? Oh, we have to go.
45. 35? 53? Jesus. I'm like
35? 53 minutes.
45? Okay, what? So before we go, Desi, you have done everything, I feel like.
Yeah.
Desi is such a talented, inspirational, like coming from where you come from as far as social media and then being like, you're working with the NFL, like that's major.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the only thing that you've done. You've done major commercials, campaigns,
his own shows,
your own show
on YouTube,
like,
and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's next for you? What do you want to do? What do
movies?
Yeah. It kills me that Desi has not been.
Yeah. It's in the works, and I've just been understanding the process. Mm-hmm.
Being patient.
Yeah, I'm just being patient for the right things. So when it do come, like for example, when I seen your show, it was like it was for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
it fit.
Yeah. It fits you. Mm-hmm. Your story, your life.
Yeah.
Nigga, that's you.
Relatable, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like sometimes you just gotta wait. But when they come, it's gonna make sense. It's gonna make sense for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be your time. It's you know.
And we're still at the beginning phases of our career.
Yeah.
We not acting like obviously my first girl group I was 15. So I've been in the industry for a while. Same with you. Like you started Vine how long ago?
2012.
12. Yeah. So it has been over a decade, but it's like, it's still the beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We haven't been doing this for that
most
long.
Definitely. We're really just getting started.
No,
just getting started.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's your first big show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's going to bring more opportunity, you know, like a movie like that. When I get that first big movie, it's going to bring so much other big shit. Like now you really in this shit now.
Yeah.
I want to see, so my selfish desire is I want to see all of y'all do something together.
Yeah,
like
me too.
Jess,
not for sure.
Vina, Quay, y'all, like y'all too. Yeah. I want to see like, because you
like
guys
that.
Have been friends though since
Now he's gonna come.
I
still work on stuff, even with my pitches.
Yeah.
Even with my pitches that I do. Like those short films that we do, those are part of my pitches to become something bigger. I'm always presenting to these people like I already got the idea. The idea is already here. It already worked.
And we need to keep doing that.
Yeah, it already worked. Yeah. Yeah.
Like our show. Your idea is great. Yeah. Oh, I have an idea for a show. It's so good.
Y'all, I do have a dream show. I feel like nobody talks, no one shows the experience of.
Don't say it.
Oh, okay.
She was gonna say the whole idea.
The whole idea, and people really know.
They
like
do.
That will be a whole fucking show on Netflix in 6 months.
Okay.
So no, we're gonna do it, but it's a great idea.
It is great. I'll tell you off camera.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
But it's a good idea.
Yeah. Movies next. We just need to write our own fucking movie. What's
we working on that too. Trust me, we're doing that as well.
Give me a good role.
Don't worry. I'm working with people I already know. You know, and talent, man.
So what are you on tour right now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you on tour?
Yes.
Were you
Desi sold out the fucking Fox Theater twice. That was mind-blowing when we came.
He really could have did more, but you only did 2 shows.
Yeah. I did 4.
That's crazy.
That was the Buckhead Theater.
That's fucking crazy.
Oh, it was Buckhead Theater. My bad.
But I'm gonna do the Fox next though.
That's crazy.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
I remember how motivated you were. You were like, man.
I was just so happy to see it.
Yeah. Like what?
By himself. By himself.
Yeah.
It wasn't a lineup. It was Desi by himself in Atlanta, which is a hard city.
That's home for me.
Yeah.
My city love me. Yeah, I love y'all too.
Dancing.
They support me now for sure.
So what else? Tour?
Tour. My podcast.
Yeah.
Your setup is so dope.
Having a lot of different pitch meetings and auditioning.
Yeah. And you're with the new agent, right?
Yeah. UTA. Right now.
That's fire.
Fire.
So
if you guys don't know, UTA is one of the biggest
top five agencies.
Kevin Hart, Issa Rae, like top eight. Drewski, like these are top. This is top tier.
Yeah.
Of the industry.
And their sports division is top tier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's a major deal. Yay. You know how hard it is to get into UTA?
Hey, Rob. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
nah, it's a blessing, though, for sure. I'm just thankful, to be able to keep going and strive and keep the vision throughout everything.
Yeah.
But, God is just preparing you. As you go through, he's just preparing you for those big moments. So when they come, you'll really understand, like, okay, I see why I went through that.
I get why I had to wait. I get it.
He had to mold you.
Yeah, and prepare your mind and
stuff.
So what's something you know for sure and something you're saying no to for sure?
Something that I know for sure?
Yeah.
I know for sure that I'm destined for greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one?
What you're saying no to, like a non-negotiable.
I'm saying no to something that don't fit me.
Mm-hmm.
That go against my energy. They go against who I am.
That a real no?
Like, no, not doing that.
I mean, it's like a real no.
It's like, nigga, no. Like, fuck no.
Like what we talked about last night, no?
You got to step out on faith.
Because that conversation was deep.
Yeah. It's like, you can't keep going, No. No, man. Exactly. It's no, man. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Not when this exists.
Not when this exists.
Man.
Yeah.
Not when I'm exposed to that.
Yeah. No, man.
No. I get it.
No.
No.
All right, Desi, we're going to hold you to it.
No. Hold you accountable.
You have to hold you accountable.
Another shot.
No. Pour me up. Another shot. Another round. Fuck that flight. No, I'm just kidding. What am I saying no to for sure? I know for sure that you are a great person. And you, like, the movies and everything. Like, I see you producing your own shit. Mm-hmm. Like, writing your own movies. Starring, like a Ice Cube.
Mm-hmm.
More comedic, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
like the comedic Ice Cube. Like, writing the movies and starring in them, but more funny.
Most definitely.
Because Ice Cube, he's funny. He has comedic,
he did his part.
He's not a comedian, so I know that for sure. What am I saying no to for sure?
Resisting romantic relationships that stem from platonic relationships. I was just throwing stuff out there that could help.
Yeah, stop being afraid, man. And it's some good men out there. You know, it's somebody out there for you. Believe that, though.
I do believe that.
Okay, cool.
And don't
you know, don't hold back, you know, when you see that. Give a person a chance, you know.
Give a person a chance.
Step out on faith, man.
Step out on faith.
Yeah, seriously.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Let a nigga take you out to get a drink.
Seriously. That's Desi's favorite word. Seriously.
Yeah. Seriously.
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 No.
Please.
No.
Somebody.
Help.
Mercy.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, man. Go get you a man. Man, he out there.
He right in front of you.
He gonna scare you too. He gonna scare the shit out you. You gonna be like, this is. You gonna question yourself? Damn. God, I know I prayed for this, but is this what I really want?
Wow.
Yeah. I just felt that in spirit. That's coming.
It's coming.
Well, yeah. Okay. What about you?
This ain't about me.
No, for sure.
It's about y'all.
What do you know for sure?
I know for sure that I genuinely enjoy you guys' relationship.
Yeah.
I love watching you guys. Just as a fan on the outside looking in, I love seeing you guys together. What am I saying no to for sure?
No. So cute.
Probably on the same vein. Nothing. I'm saying no to anything that doesn't align with
anything.
My purpose. Like
no,
anything, anyone. No, thank you. I'm good. Life is way too short.
Yeah.
I literally thought, I used to be like, life is long, life is long, life is short.
Life is short.
That motherfucker's so short.
It's short.
It's so quick. We're already 30.
Like,
it's short. One third of the way out of
okay,
here.
Okay, Braylon, relax.
Yeah, calm down. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus.
I'm 29.
One third. 369,
90. I'm 29. I'm not 30 yet. So don't rush my years.
When's my birthday?
April. I knew April.
Desi.
Just give me a break. Get relaxed.
Jesus.
Is April 5th?
There you go.
Okay. I didn't want to.
When's Desi's birthday?
I don't know it.
Wow. Jesus Christ, man. Jesus.
She doesn't know anyone's birthday, though. Like, it's not a personal thing.
Huh?
When is your birthday?
May
20.
Fuck, no. The fuck, no.
11th.
Just like, no, it's not it.
What is it?
I don't know.
Again?
He's 19th. Ninth.
There you go. Yeah,
mine's March 9th. That's crazy. Taurus.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Tauruses are good. They are compatible.
Thank you guys for watching the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and platonic relationships. No, I'm just kidding. We love you guys. We had Desi Banks on today. Thanks for coming, Desi.
Thank y'all so much.
We love you, Desi.
You're not going to make this fight.
Let me see how long the Uber is. Because I can get in now.
Your fight is at 4.
I can get in now.
Thank you guys so much for watching. If y'all want to see more exclusive content, extra content.
Patreon.
Go to Patreon.
Chain gang
for life. We love y'all.
Make sure y'all go under, what did I say, go under
what?
No, that was Jess's post, never mind.
Oh yeah, that was Jess's post.
That was Jess. What can we have them spam
for Desi?
Desi's page with
seriously
go on Desi's page and comment on his last post.
Seriously,
what the hell are they talking about?
Seriously
what?
He gonna be like, what is all of this?
Oh, that's funny.
Go do it right
now. Go do it right now.
And show him that y'all are with the KFS family.
And if you're living under a rock and you don't know Desi Banks, make sure you follow, support. Go to his YouTube where he has his podcast. It's amazing. He's having amazing conversations.
If you haven't seen his skits, you're tripping.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Literally.
Thank you.
Make sure you follow him and support him. If he's in your city, check him out. And we out.
That's it. We love you guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
Keep it going. Go to the website KnowForSurePod.com and follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.